Welcome to the Métis Settlement Show, Pipsqueewin, with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council.
Good morning, this is Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council. On March 28, Justice Vermont released his decision on the judicial review that the Métis Settlements General Council filed in response to the self-government agreement signed between Canada and the Métis Nation of Alberta on February 2023. MSCC's intention in challenging that agreement was to defend the rights and interests of the Métis settlements and the members' established rights to govern itself and speak on its own behalf. We are very happy that this decision by Justice Vermont validates and affirms what the Métis Settlements General Council has always asserted, that we represent our members and our communities. As the only land-based Métis in Canada, and we will always represent them. In short, our relationship with the federal government does not depend on anyone else or any other body speaking on our behalf, as we clearly, historically, and constitutionally represent our eight vibrant communities, which our members and our leaders have built for several generations and which we continue to build and maintain today. I am joined today for a discussion on the outcomes and the impacts of the decision of Justice Vermont by Kelty Lambert from Witten Law, the firm that represented MSCC for the case. Welcome, Kelty.
Thanks, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
Kelty, let's start off by talking about the judgment from Justice Vermont. It's a 67-page decision. Can you give us a summary of what you took from that decision?
Yes, Dave, I'm happy to. It is a lengthy decision, and to just give a high-level summary, I would say there's three main takeaways from this decision for settlement members. First, the court fully validated General Counsel's role as the Métis government responsible for your members and for the settlements in all aspects of governance, including Section 35 rights. Second, the court affirmed that Canada has already accepted Métis Settlements General Council as having made a credible assertion of those Section 35 rights through the agreements Canada signed with General Counsel, including the Memorandum of Understanding and the Framework Agreement. Third, the court concluded that the self-government agreement between the MNA and Canada did have a substantial and negative effect on General Counsel's ability to negotiate its own Section 35 self-government rights with Canada. And that was really the third issue that was most important and the reason why we worked with you to file the court action. When we read the agreement between the MNA and Canada, it was clear to us that the definition of Métis Nation within Alberta was far-reaching. It included MNA members, Métis people who could be members, and all Métis communities in Alberta, regardless of whether those Métis communities wanted to be represented by the MNA. And of course, the settlements have never been represented by the MNA. The settlements have always been represented by General Counsel.
That's right. Thank you, Kelty. I think that puts things into perspective. I appreciate for that quick summary. I know we talked about the other information that came from the decision, which I think was very helpful for the Métis settlements and them knowing what this does for GC. Anyways, in your view, what does the decision mean for MSGC and our position relative to MNA and our relationship with the Government of Canada?
In my opinion, the decision really clarifies in a clear and public way that General Counsel is the proper representative of your members and the Métis settlements. The court listened to the MNA's claims that it is the only Métis government of Alberta in Alberta, and it rejected those claims. It rejected Canada's agreement to recognize a monopoly over Métis rights in Alberta. So as it relates to your relationship with Canada, there could no longer be any room for confusion on the part of government officials that Canada has an obligation to continue negotiations directly with general counsel for the purposes of Section 35 and all of the other topics that you have ongoing with Canada. And broadly speaking, the decision does invite a more open and clear dialogue between general counsel and the Métis Nation of Alberta about how to properly delineate representation and how to address Métis rights within the province of Alberta.
Mm-hmm. This is really, really positive. Does this decision impact the federal bill C-53 and the Métis legislation before the House of Commons right now?
It's a really good question, Dave. To give people a little bit of background, Bill C-53 did pass through first and second reading in June of 2023, and then it was moved to the committee for review. And many Métis communities and individuals made representations to the committee, including general counsel. And one of the key issues you raised at the committee was this concern about the overreach or the breadth of the definition of the Métis Nation within Alberta that was used in both Bill C-53 and in the self-government agreement. The submissions that you made to the standing committee were similar to those that we made to Justice Grimond and argued in court. I do want to be clear that the court decision was not about Bill C-53, and the decision does not have a direct impact on Bill C-53.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Kelty. Thank you for making those statements more clear. Hopefully, the general public has a better understanding of it. We will take a short break and we'll return to our discussions with Kelty Lambert from Witten Law. Stay tuned. Welcome back. We're joined today by Kelty Lambert from Witten Law to discuss the recent historic decision by Justice Grimond on MSCC's filing regarding the agreement between Canada and the MNA signed in February 2023. Kelty, does this decision have any impact on Section 35 rights recognition for MSCC and the work that we're undertaking right now?
Thanks, Dave. Yes, in my view, the decision is quite helpful to general counsel and should help clear the path for your continuing discussions with Canada. The agreement between the MNA and Canada, if it stood, would have prevented Canada from negotiating Section 35 rights with general counsel. That was the main impact of that agreement that was identified by Justice Grimond. With his striking out of Chapter 6 of the agreement, it's now clear that Canada has a pathway to fully recognizing general counsel's representation and the rights of settlement members.
Excellent. I'm really encouraging to hear that. And just to add to that a little bit, We have assembled a team together to make our submission. We're putting together our historical documents and putting this together with people that are have authority in the research. And hopefully we have this draft document by mid-May. And we're hoping to do that submission by June the 3rd, so which is good. It's a very, very positive thing. Given this decision, this landmark decision was with the federal government and the M&A, how does this impact MSGC and their relationship with the Alberta government?
It's a good question, Dave. So firstly, I want to just assure everybody, the decision does not affect the Métis Settlements Act. It doesn't affect the Métis Settlements Land Protection Act or any of the legal relationships that General Counsel or the settlements have with the province of Alberta. And similarly, it doesn't interfere with or have a negative impact on your political relationships with the province of Alberta or that ongoing work that you continue to build with the province.
Mm. Well, that's really encouraging to hear, and it's good to hear because we had signed a protocol agreement with the Alberta government back in February, and we continue to build our relationship with that. And we will be meeting with the premier here very shortly and doing a presentation on developing a process to get our relationship build stronger, and we'll continue to build our relationship with the government, our protocol agreement, and the implementation of that protocol. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're continuing your strong relationship with the province of Alberta, and really looking forward to seeing the next steps between General Counsel and Canada.
So with that, what is a big takeaway for our settlement members?
I think the biggest takeaway from this decision is it's really a landmark. It's really a demarcation in time. Before this decision, there was never a court decision clearly saying to Canada and to the world, General Counsel is the representative for the settlements and settlement members. There's always been some lingering questions or in sometimes confusion over who was the proper representative and who gets to speak for Métis people in Alberta. This court case really clarifies and provides some certainty to everybody involved about who has which role and who represents the Métis settlements and your members.
Wow, this is amazing. Clearly a landmark decision that sheds the record straight, for sure. Thank you, Kelty, for being with us today to help shed further the light on this decision. Just to wrap up a little bit, I think for roughly a century, we have represented clearly defined Métis communities, first as the colonies and now as the settlements. And this decision paves the way for Canada to enter into a recognition agreement with the Métis settlements in Alberta, represented by MSGC, and to establish our own nation-to-nation relations with Canada. We continue to solidify that relationship with Canada in our pursuit of Section 35 recognition and our own federal self-government legislation according to the process that the Government of Canada is working on with us. We will take the necessary steps in our relationship with the Government of Canada to continue to represent our communities fully and completely. If any settlement members are interested in learning more, you can read the decision on our website at msgc.ca and click on the news and resource in the menu. Join us every second week for the Métis Settlements Show, Pixquiwin. Over the coming weeks, we will be talking about the fire safety and prevention events and activities across the settlements and the work our MSGC departments are undertaking. Thanks for tuning in this week. Take care and have a great day.
You've been listening to the Métis Settlement Show with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council. If you have questions or feedback, visit msgc.ca/contact.